Watching public television's National Memorial Day observance this past Sunday night, which made a special reference to the overwhelming sacrifice of World War II veterans, in which this commentator was a participant for nearly 3 years of combat, one was, of course, struck by the sheer immensity of sacrifice in numbers of those affected, both as casualties and hapless victims. The format evoked multiple emotions of sorrow, pensiveness, and pride, but the sheer scope of projection also left this viewer wanting. Just as the story of America's involvements worldwide increased the scope of our military might, the scope of the observance, too, increased to reach a climactic intensity of promise, at which this viewer wondered at a lack of ardor in the audience of thousands ostensibly gathered to bear proud witness and emotional acclaim. As past military leaders and governmental representatives join commanders and current leaders to acknowledge eternal fealty to a sacred debt owed all our veterans, this veteran became aware of an immense expression of silence and the vexing and voiceless question, how and when will all who demand and respond to such horrendous national sacrifice speak the single, still missing word, enough? How, when, and which of our leaders will finally pledge an end to the senseless slaughter that continues to maim and emasculate our most precious resource, America's families, their offspring, and their related members?